What happened with the Ostrich case, you had a Turkish grad student, a Fulbright scholar, who co-authored an op-ed in the Tufts University student newspaper calling for Tufts to honor the resolution of the student senate to divest from Israel because of Israeli attacks on civilians in Gaza. On March 25th, masked ICE agents grabbed her off the street near Boston. Her student visa was secretly canceled, and she was locked up for 45 days. And it was fascinating how this all played out, because there was controversy because it was captured on video. Secretary of State Rubio vilified Ostrich because said she was a lunatic and implied that the feds had ample evidence that she'd done other things, basically supporting terrorism or undermining U.S. foreign policy. But there was a leak to the Washington Post that showed the feds had nothing on her except that she co-wrote an op-ed. Okay, so I was biased on this. There was a piece I did for the Mises Institute, and the headline was, "First They Came for the Op-Ed Writers." And trying to get a little comic relief on this, but there were repeated court hearings where the judges said, okay, what have you got? And the feds, oh, we have all this stuff. I'm like, okay, show it to us. Oh, can't show it. So yeah, it was all bullshit. So a federal judge ordered her to be released and said that her arrest potentially chills the speech of the millions and millions of people in this country who are not citizens. Judge, that was the whole point. I mean, just to chill people.